The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. After commercial whalers decimated their population during the 20th century, the Antarctic blue whale may be on the verge of a comeback. The first genetic analysis of the whales has found a surprisingly high level of diversity in their population. Fewer than 400 Antarctic blue whales were thought to have survived when this population was protected from commercial hunting in 1966. The exploitation period, though intense, was brief in terms of years, so the whale's long lifespan and overlapping generations may have helped retain the diversity. Some of the Antarctic blue whales that survived the genetic bottleneck are still alive today, since the great whales are the longest living vertebrates and can live over 100 years. Since the International Whaling Commission banned commercial hunting on the Antarctic blue whale 46 years ago, the subspecies has rebounded and now numbers are about 2,200 individuals. The researchers analyzed the genetics of 215 Antarctic blue whale tissue samples collected between 1990 and 2009 to see how closely related these different individuals were. And they found that they weren't as related as researchers would have expected from a small population.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.